The story of Abraham begins in the Bible with a review of his family. His name at first was Abram, which means noble father. His father's name was Terah, and his two brothers were called Nahor and Haran. His wife, Sarah, was then called Sarai. She was his half-sister, daughter of Abram's father, but not of his mother. He had married her in Ur of the Chaldeans, his native city, where the family lived. Sarai had no children, because she was barren. Abram's brother Haran had three children, a son Lot and two daughters, Milcah and Iscah. Milcah had married her uncle Nahor, Abram's other brother. Terah was 70 years old when his first son was born. Abram was probably the youngest of the three brothers. Like all his fellow countrymen, Terah was an idol worshipper. Ur was a big, flourishing city-state, situated in Lower Babylonia on the west bank of the river Euphrates. During Abram's lifetime, Ur was at the height of its splendor. It was a commercial, cultural, and religious center. Located in the fertile basin of the Tigris and Euphrates, the city had become extremely prosperous. The remains that have been discovered by archaeologists reveal beautiful two-storied houses, schools, shops, libraries containing thousands of clay writing tablets, workshops, and factories. Art and science were highly esteemed. The comfort of the houses, the legal system, artistic works, musical instruments, and the very elaborate jewelry discovered in the royal tombs in Ur testify to the high degree of civilization of that city. But Ur was also a center of idolatry. Big temple towers had been built, of which the main one was dedicated to the moon god, the city's patron. While Abram's family was still living in Ur, Haran, Lot's father, died. Then Terah took Abram and Lot, his grandson, and left the city to go to Canaan. God had spoken to Abram, telling him to leave his country and his people and go to the land God would show him. So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, without knowing where he was going. On the way, they came to Haran, an important town situated in northern Mesopotamia, on one of the great highways linking Babylonia with the Mediterranean, and Abram settled there. A few years later, his father died at the age of 205. Then God said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Haran was not Abram's final destination. He had stopped too soon. So he left, as the Lord told him, and continued his journey, taking with him his nephew Lot, all his possessions, and the people he had acquired in Haran. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran to go to the land of Canaan. Coming from the north, along the Damascus caravan route, he finally reached his destination and began to travel through the land, heading south. When the patriarch came to a place called Sychem, situated in a valley in the center of the country, he pitched his tent. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." The Canaanites were then living in the country, but Abram believed the word of the Lord, so he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Before undertaking this long journey, he had received wonderful promises. God had told him that he would make of him a great nation, by blessing him and making his name great, and that all the families of the earth would be blessed in him. Having now arrived in Canaan, Abram built an altar in the heart of the promised land to dedicate the country to his God. Then he journeyed on southwards until he came to Bethel, and again built an altar, calling on the name of the Lord. From there he set out once more, heading south. Next episode, Abram's faith put to the test.